Hello.
Hi, this is Cindy with Customer Care. I was returning your call.
Yes, hello. This is
Hi.
Maria Nieves. Let me get the information. Hold on 1 second. Hold on. I'm going to give you looking for the letter. I'm giving you the order number.
Okay, hold on.
2610.
Okay, hold on for
6.
one moment. Hold on, please. Thank
Okay.
you. I just need to sign into the link. I'll be right with you.
All right.
Okay, and what is the order ID number you said you have, please?
All right. The order ID number is 2610-63037.
Okay, and your first and last name?
Maria Nieves Rivera.
Thank you. And if you could verify your address?
Monte Casino Heights, 279 Calle Rio Cibuco, Toa Alta, Puerto Rico, 00953.
Okay, I'm just waiting for the system to retrieve your order. Let's see. One moment. Okay, the system is not retrieving the complete order. One moment.
I have two more order numbers because I spoke with somebody before.
Because this is an old order from July. Is that what you're calling, referencing, a July
yes.
order?
Yes, but last week I spoke with John. I forgot. I didn't get his last name. And
this is referencing a cookware set?
I don't even know.
I show a cookware.
I don't even know. He told me something different. He told me it was about sweet cake survey. I don't know. Somebody used my credit, my information, and ordered whatever it is. I don't even know. So when I called last week, I spoke to John and I was explaining that I received a letter from my bank, and they're the one who gave me your information because I didn't know why that transaction was made and to whom. So they gave me the information. Universal Fireplace Explosive Emporium. So when I was talking to John, I was supposed to get a full refund because I didn't make that transaction. But the thing was that the bank was still on a process of investigating. So he couldn't give me the full refund because there was a block on the account. So I was supposed to call back today because they released the system, so I guess I could get the full refund today.
So it looks like you ordered. Are you saying you didn't order a cookware set?
I didn't order anything. I didn't know what it was. All I knew was that the bank took $56.95 from my account, and I called the bank to ask them why $56.95 was, you know, taken from my account, and they said that I use, you know, my credit card ordering something online. I said, but I didn't. I really didn't. It was.
This looks like this was a survey. Was completed. Hold on, it's not a survey, but you entered in the sweepstakes.
No, I didn't. It wasn't me. So that's why I called.
Because it looks like all the information we have is your information,
all
even
the
phone number
right.
That you're calling in from.
Yeah.
You never, entered in a sweepstakes for a cookware set?
Never.
The only thing I could do is transfer to the fraud department. One moment.
Okay. Like I said,
you know what? I'm sorry. I'm not able to transfer to the fraud department because this was, you disputed it with your bank. So you would have to reach out to your bank or credit card company regarding a refund.
Well, I called them, and they told me that after they released the lock on my account, I have to call you guys back because you're the one who took the $56.95, not them.
Right, but because
I've been back and forth because nobody wants to resolve the problem.
But because
because
you disputed the charge with your bank, they would be the ones to provide you with the refund.
When I called them, I didn't.
Right. But so you disputed the charge with them and you lost the dispute. So there's nothing we can do. We can just only assure you the account has been canceled. I'm sorry.
The thing is, when I called them the first time, they said they were going to find out what happened.
Right. So when they contacted us, we provided them with information regarding the order that was placed, and they felt the charge was valid. So that's why they took the funds back. But there's nothing we can do, unfortunately. I'm not going to be able to provide you with a refund. You would have to contact your bank.
But I already did, and they sent me back to you.
Right. There's nothing we can do. That's why they're doing that, because they denied your claim, in other words.
So I guess I'm going to have to get a lawyer then, because today was 56, and then it's going to be another amount.
Well, the account is canceled. So it's been canceled since August of 26. But I'll make a notation that you called in.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to get a lawyer then.
All right. Well, thank you for calling
because
Customer
nobody
Care.
Wants
You have a great
what
day.
What was your name?
My name is Cindy.
Cindy. All right, Cindy. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.